everyone. I'm Dave Smith, and I'm reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Okay, this time around, we're going to start off with a wide open bluegrass festival. Of course, the end of the month, October 1st. The schedule is out for the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Fest. That's the free weekend street festival that has drawn huge crowds to downtown Raleigh in years past. Weather permitting, this year's motto will be back outdoors September 30th and October 1st, with more than 100 acts playing on 7 stages across downtown. Among the acts on the schedule, Balsam Range, Jim Lauderdale, Alice Gerard, Band of Rooks, Sierra Hall, Flat Lonesome, Bobby Hicks, and then David Holt and Josh Goforth. The Street Fest stages are located along Fayetteville Street from Memorial Auditorium to the Capitol Building. And concurrent with all that will be the return of the Whole Hog Barbecue Championships. Finalists have been named for the IBMA's annual Momentum Awards, primarily given to artists in the early stages of their bluegrass music careers. Those will be presented September 28th as part of the IBMA conference, and North Carolina's Momentum nominees include Chapel Hill's Mipso in the band category, Woody Platt, guitarist for Brevard's Grammy-winning Steep Canyon Rangers in the category of mentor, and Carolina in the Fall, a festival put on by the Kruger Brothers in their hometown of Wilkesboro for Event of the Year. Now, in addition to that, appearing at downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater for the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will be a lineup featuring the usual cast of IBMA regulars, folks like Del McCurry and Steep Canyon Rangers. Rising through breakthrough acts such as Becky Buller, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and a few wild cards. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a 50-year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Okay, here's the Red Hat Amphitheater lineup for Friday, September 30th. Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. Then on Saturday, October 1st, at Red Hat, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and El Red Time Out, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCurry Band, and the Kruger Brothers. The Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows will feature 30 bands, including 4 from North Carolina. Moving on to some other festivals around the state of North Carolina. September 30th and October 1st, it's Carolina Jubilee in Union Grove. The festival is a fundraiser for the Carolina Farm Trust, which buys farmland and puts it into a protective trust to lease back to new and existing farmers. The festival site for Carolina Jubilee is Van Hoy Farms. September 30th through October 2nd, Asheville Barna Brew, which is held in Leicester. The festival showcases local and regional singer-songwriters and bands in the rock and roll, hard rock, and funk genres on 2 stages, one of which is in a barn. A portion of the proceeds go to the Asheville Music School. The festival site is Franny's Farm. October 1st, Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival. This is in Mars Hill. Regional musicians and dancers remember Bascom Lamar Lunsford, a musician and folklorist who dedicated his life to collecting and promoting the music of the Southern Appalachians. The festival site is Mars Hill University. October 6th through the 9th, it's Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. The semi-annual Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival and Music and Dance presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun, and klezmer on four stages. Festival site is Shikori Hills. October 7 and 8, Mustang Music Festival in Corolla. The benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund, a nonprofit organization working to protect and preserve the last remaining herd of Spanish Mustangs on the northern Outer Banks. Festival site is the Whalehead. October 8th, Clayton Shindig in Clayton. Small Town Gathering is a benefit for Toys for Tots and also features a barbecue cook-off, beer from local breweries, a cornhole tournament, and a wing-eating contest. Festival site is downtown Clayton. October 8th is the 3B Music Festival in Union Grove. The 3B Festival presents country, bluegrass, blues, and barbecue, plus crafts and more, and a benefit for the American Renaissance School. Festival site is Fiddler's Grove Campground. October 8 and 9, it is the Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival presents national, regional, and local blues and jazz performers on two stages, plus coastal cuisine, craft vendors, wine, beer, and liquor, and a children's area with magicians, jugglers, clowns, and more. Festival site is Fort Fisher Air Force Recreational Area. October 14 and 15, it's the Old Front Porch Music Festival in Oriental. The picturesque coastal village of Oriental opens the front porches of several homes and businesses for about a dozen performers who play a variety of music throughout Saturday afternoon. The festival also presents a classic car show and a chicken barbecue dinner. Festival site, Broad and Hodges Street and Old Theater. October 14 and 15 is Dewey Fest in Burlington. Dewey Fest is fiddler Dewey Brown's family-style bluegrass celebration. The festival changes again for 2016, moving from spring to fall and scaling back from a week-long series of shows and a two-day fest to just the 2 days of shows without musicians' competitions. The festival also has vendors and a fishing pond. Some bands play two sets each day. Festival site is Maplewood Hills. October 14th through the 22nd is the Clayton Piano Festival, of course in Clayton. The festival dedicated to concert piano presents five pianists and individual concerts and a final show at the Clayton Center, with each performing a piece of personal significance and then all playing together. The festival sites include Wagner House, Clayton Center, Cary Arts Center, and Preston Woodhall House in Benson. And then October 15 and 16, American Roots Music and Arts Festival in Raleigh. The festival, which debuted in 2015, is to celebrate the best in music, food, and arts, with 2 days of nationally known musical acts and the Taste of Raleigh Food and Brews celebration, plus special events, vendors, and more. The festival site is Walnut Creek Amphitheater. All right, moving on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number there, 919-560-3030. All programs and shows start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Friday, September 29th, it's Daryl Scott at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. You need more than guts and good intentions to record a convincing all-covers CD of songs by the modern-day pantheon of great singer-songwriters from Bob Dylan to Mickey Newberry to Joni Mitchell. You have to add something special and personal to reignite oft-heard standards. Musical talent, sure, but also a depth of feeling, experience, and understanding. And Daryl Scott, from his genes to his genius as a sensitive vocalist, an award-winning songwriter of depth and perception, and a versatile instrumentalist, has earned that right. Tickets for the Daryl Scott Show are $30. Tuesday, October 4th, at Carolina Theater, Simon Winchester, part of the Durham Tech President's Lecture Series. Simon Winchester, best-selling author, journalist, and broadcaster, has worked as a foreign correspondent for most of his career and lectures widely at universities, geological and historical societies, and libraries. His current book is the critically acclaimed Pacific and the Coming Collision of the World's Superpowers. It's due out in paperback October 24th. Thursday, October 6th, is Julie Fowlis, Music of the Scottish Isles. Julie is a multi-award-winning Gaelic singer who is deeply influenced by her early upbringing. Tickets start at $24. Friday, October 7th, Kathleen Madigan, the Mermaid Lady Tour. Over her 25-year career, Kathleen has performed on nearly every late show ever made, Leno, Letterman, Conan, Ferguson, and most recently in 2015 on the new The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore and Ron White's Salute to the Troops on CMT. Tickets start at $26. Sunday, October 9th, Chamber Orchestra The Triangle, The Dawn of German Romanticism. Concert begins at 3 p.m. Tickets start at $30. Wednesday, October 12th, at Carolina Theater, The Wood Brothers with Patrick Sweeney. The cover of the Wood Brothers' new album, Paradise, is adorned with an illustration of a mule staring at a carrot dangling just inches in front of its mouth. The carrot, though, is hanging from a stick affixed to the mule's own head. In some ways, he's already got it, explains guitarist Oliver Wood, and in some ways, he'll never have it. That paradox is at the core of Paradise, an album about longing and desire and the ways in which the pursuit of fulfillment can keep it perpetually out of reach. Tickets start at $27.50. Saturday, October 15th, the Chick Corea Electric Band. Tickets start at $45. Sunday, October 16th, Henry Rollins. Tickets start at $35. Thursday, October 20th, Scenes from Hamilton's America. This is the kickoff for UNCTV's 2016 PBS Arts Fall Festival. And then Friday, October 21st, it's the Mavericks, the Mono Mundo Tour. Okay, moving to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, appearing currently through October 2nd, Les Mureurs, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 29th through October 1st, selected performances in connection with the International Bluegrass Music Association events. Friday and Saturday, October 7 and 8, Dvorak's Symphony No. 5, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Performances at noon and 8 p.m. on Friday and 8 p.m. on Saturday. October 8th, John Paul White. He's going to be performing at Cat's Cradle, Fletcher Opera Theater. Okay, I may have messed that up. October 8th, it's John Paul White, Fletcher Opera Theater. Okay, speaking of pronouncing things correctly, October 13th through the 30th, Don Quixote, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Scenes of love and battles with windmills have filled our hearts with humor and pathos since 1605, when Cervantes first set forth his tarnished knight, Don Quixote. Robert Weiss finished his quest to tell this centuries-old tale in 2008 when the News and Observer dubbed it one of his very best creations, a huge crowd-pleaser. Don Quixote is imagination come to life. That's October 13th through the 30th, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 14th, it's Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, October 14 and 15, Blockbuster Film Scores, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both nights. Friday and Saturday, October 28 and 29, The Music of Star Wars, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall, with a 7 p.m. performance Friday and performances at 1 and 4 on Saturday. All right, here's another pronunciation that could be a real goodie. Friday, October 28th, Crazy Mohan's Google Gadoth Gajan, a Tamil comedy stage drama, Memorial Auditorium, 6:30. Sunday and Monday, October 30th and 31st, Hercules versus Vampires, North Carolina Opera, May Mandy Concert Hall. And then Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, Copeland Classics, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center, through the phone, 919-680-2787. You can visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street or contact Ticketmaster. Thursday, October 6th, Anthony Hamilton with special guests Layla Hathaway and Eric Benet. Fans can expect to hear all of their hits plus new music, as each artist has released new albums this year. Earlier this year, Hamilton released his 5th studio album, What I'm Feeling, which includes the hit single, Amen. Friday, October 7th, Three Doors Down, with special guests Pop Evil and Red Sun Rising. Three Doors Down has been active since the release of their new studio album, Us and the Night, staging headline appearances alongside festivals that include Fort Rock, Welcome to Rockville, Carolina Rebellion, and others. Saturday, October 8th at DPAC, Disney Live, Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic, performances at 1 and 4. Sunday, October 9th, John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, and Rick Wakeman, ARW. And it's a Yes Union tour. Tuesday, October 11th through Sunday, October 16th, it's Rent. In 1996, an original rock musical by a little-known composer opened on Broadway and forever changed the landscape of American theater. Two decades later, Jonathan Larson's Rent continues to speak loudly and defiantly to audiences across generations and all over the world. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 19 and 20, it's Love Jones, the musical. Love Jones, the musical, is not just a stage play. It is the must-see musical event of 2016. No question about it. Fusing an A-list musical lineup with a movie title that is nothing short of a cultural phenomenon, Love Jones, the musical, is a brilliant idea coming along at exactly the right time. All right, we still have some free or low-cost outdoor music events occurring around the region. Center stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham, this event, formerly known as On the Lawn, is a three-hour music festival event held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids zone. Everything is being held on the front lawn at DPAC. All shows start at 6:00. and the final show is October 4th. Carolina ends Fridays on the front porch, Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. Last Friday's music series, Hillsboro, Old Courthouse Lawn, the final performance is September 30th. It starts at 6:30. The summer music series in Bynum, Bynum Front Porch, invites folks to bring chairs and enjoy the fine music, food from local vendors, and, of course, one another's company. The final concert, 7 to 9 p.m., is September 30th. Weaver Street Market in Carrboro hosts Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Sundays through October 9th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Weaver Street Market lawn. Falls River Town Center Raleigh Summer Music Series. The final concert is Thursday, September 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. Lafayette Village, Raleigh, Music on the Green, Tuesdays 6 to 9 p.m. through October. Mordecai Park, Raleigh, Music on the Porch, 4th Fridays in September and October. Okay, moving to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, all concerts at 7:30. On Friday, September 30th, Holly Springs Community Band. Friday, October 21st, The Letterman. Friday, November 11th, Clean Comedy Series presents Leslie Norris Townsend and Michelle Miller. Saturday, November 12th, Almost Elton John and the Rocket Band. Thursday, December 8th, Holly Springs Community Band. Saturday, December 10th, the James Brown Band with Tony Wilson and the Grandfather of Soul Band. Friday, December 16th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. They also have Carolina Puppet Theater at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Puppet shows start at 11 a.m. October 4th and 18th is Halloween month. November 1st and 15th, Being Thankful. And December 6th and 20th, it is Christmas and Winter. Moving to the Clayton Center, in Clayton, of course. The box office is 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, October 7th at the Clayton Center, Shauna Tucker. Tickets are $15. Thursday, October 13th, some more, the Queen of Comedy. Ticket prices range from $32.50 to $42.50. Friday, October 14th, John Hyatt in concert. All seats reserved, tickets $45. VIP packages are also available. Saturday, October 15th, the Wonder Bread Years. Tickets are $25. In Knightdale, we've got the Fall Food Truck Thursdays. Each Thursday through November 17th, food trucks are featured at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater for lunch and dinner. Saturday, October 15th in Knightdale, Drafts and Carafes. The event at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater will feature local wineries, breweries, vendors, a local band, and food trucks. Music provided by Tobacco Road. The event is 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd, Dogtoberfest. That's right, Dogtoberfest. Knightdale's second annual Dogtoberfest is from noon to 3 p.m. at Ashley Wilder Dog Park. The event will kick off with a 2K9 fun walk run, along with a costume contest for dogs, pet adoption, and pet-related vendors. Saturday, November 12th, it's a holiday fair at Knightdale Recreation Center. And Thursday, November 24th, the Turkey Leg 5K begins and ends at Knightdale Station Park. Will happen rain, shine, or ridiculously cold temperatures at 8:30 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. In southern Wake County, we'll look at Garner events. Saturday, October 1st is Fireman's Day. Events start at 11 a.m. with barbecue plates, games, and vendors. Then there's a parade at 2, a live fire demonstration at 3, and music from Antique Outlaws from 3:30 to 7. Thursday, October 13th, U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band. The band has a rich history of inspiring hearts and minds, building and sustaining American patriotism, and enhancing esprit de corps in the United States Air Force. For over a half century, the band has represented the Air Force with musical and military distinction. This is at the Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Friday, October 14th, Bodyology. Bodyology is a one-hour theatrical show that explores the inner workings of the human body along with the health practices required to care for it. The National Bodyology Tour is an exciting new musical show starring PBS's Slim Goodbody. This is at Garner Performing Arts Center starting at 9:55 a.m. Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Saturday, November 19th, Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience. And then in the new year, Friday, January 27th, Robin Spielberg. And the Marvelous Music Family Series is also scheduled at the Carrie Arts Center. Saturday, December 17th, Carrie Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. For Carrie Ballet Company's one-hour holiday production, The Nutcracker Suite, you'll be treated to a condensed and delightful version of the beloved holiday classic. And then Saturday, January 28th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion, and the concert for that starts at 3 p.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.